This is Carla Hansel interviewing Bob Trotman at Bob's Studio in Rutherford County, North Carolina, on September 14th, 2005, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc Number 1. When you began back in the 70s, your work had a different relationship to what is called craft. Can you describe how that relationship has changed?
Well, when I started, I didn't come at this with any educational, my educational background was in philosophy and English. So I did this as a self-taught craftsman. And my first goal was to become a good craftsman. I think that was what was immediately before me. I wanted to learn how to work with wood well, how to put pieces of wood together. And this was mostly in relation to furniture in 1973 or 4 when I first began. And then gradually, as I got some mastery of the technical stuff, I started paying more attention to the design. And my father-in-law was a friend of a man named Ken Rue, I think, who was one of the first. He was associated with the Renwick right when it began. Mm-hmm. And my father-in-law in 1972 gave me a copy of Wooden Works, which was a show that, one of the first shows that the Renwick put up that had the furniture of Sam Maloof, Wendell Castle, Art Carpenter, and Morton Escherich, and George Nakashima.
Okay.
So I had seen that back when I was still trying to be a poet.
Uh-huh.
And living in Northern Virginia. And so I had some inkling of what was possible to kind of guide me along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very much into the type, the species of wood that was used and the type of joints that were, you know, dovetails and lap mm-hmm. joints and mortise and tenons and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So that was what I was really concerned with right mm-hmm. at first. Which made sense because that was the, you kind of have to get that under your belt before you can go on to other things.
Right, so learning the craftsmanship of creating furniture and working with wood. And
right.
Yeah.
And that was actually before Fine Woodworking magazine came out too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that started in 1975.
Okay.
And I met somebody at a craft fair who turned me on to that magazine, and so I became an enthusiastic subscriber to that. And once I had kind of made that connection, then I could kind of learn where I could go to find out more.
Mm-hmm.
And I also found out that Penland School, which I'd never heard of, was only an hour away.
Okay.
So, you know, that also opened up a lot of areas to have actual interactions with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, the first time I went there was in 1976, and I studied with John Brooks. And then in 1977, Sam Maloof was there.
Okay.
So I got to have some personal access to both of them.
Mm-hmm. So in the mid-70s.
Yeah, and that really helped. And then gradually, as my furniture and craft work took me to New York in the early 80s, I began to see stuff in the galleries. And my wife was an art history major, so I did have some awareness of the history of painting, but I hadn't really seen work that was not part of the canon,
mm-hmm.
you know, that hadn't gone through the museum thing. I hadn't seen artwork in galleries. And when I began to see that, that was very interesting. It took me a long time before I could digest it, but that got under my skin right away in 1981 or 82.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, it took, you know, I mean, it's still, you know, I'm still in a process of digestion, but I saw that was kind of a more ambitious undertaking than design and furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was interested, but I couldn't act on that interest right away. I mean, my inclination was not to give up furniture at that point,
mm-hmm.
But to incorporate some of those things that didn't have anything to do with furniture
right.
into what I was able to make.